Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Hour 2 of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, taking you home on a late Friday night. It's the last couple hours of March. Tomorrow's April Fool's, so beware of any fake news or tricks that people might play on you.
Oh, fake news! Every news will probably, you know what, that'll be the April Fool's joke, is all the news tomorrow will be true. You know, in some ways I'm kind of sad that April Fool's is on a Saturday. And on another hand, I'm really happy because it's a lot, like, as a talk show host, you are required by law to come up with something.
See, sadly, most talk show hosts don't, but we worked with a guy, specifically you, worked with a guy who had some of the all-time great April Fool's pranks here in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, the best legendary.
One, the best one of all time for me that he did. So this was George Weber who was here. And the first one was when he went on the air and said that people were they were changing out the gold on the Capitol Dome, and so what they were doing is they were scraping off all the old gold and putting new gold on.
And if you were there, you got an ounce of gold.
Well, no. You could pick up any of the gold that fell on the ground.
No, it's actually they said you could get an ounce of gold. I remember hearing it.
Ounce of gold.
You would, if you were there, because it's all tax, all people.
Oh, of course. So an ounce of gold.
So you get an ounce of gold.
There were people that were coming in as far away as Wyoming.
What's crazy is he got people to call into his show.
People who were duped.
Yeah.
To come in and be like, I got my ounce.
And he had them play along.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, I got my ounce. It's great. I'm blah, blah, blah. And this was on the blowtorch. So it reached halfway across the country. And there were people coming in from other states. That's legendary, man. I mean, that is a legendary prank.
Yeah, we did one. The one that we were involved in involved us talking about a new restaurant that was opening called Bunny Burgers. And so we were dressed up as rabbits out on the 16th Street Mall giving away turkey burgers, but saying they were rabbit burgers and seeing people's reactions to people eating what they thought was rabbit.
Yeah, it was weird, especially being dressed up as a rabbit.
I mean, it looked like Easter Bunny's gone wrong, horribly wrong.
And we were literally grilling, like, on a hibachi on the 16th Street Mall, like, cooking them right there. It was fantastic.
You know what's so funny about that is, like, now that would never be legal. Never be legal.
Yeah, I don't think.
It was a simpler time in the last millennium when you could barbecue on the 16th Street Mall without nary a ticket.
Right? Yeah. He also did one. There used to be on Larimer Square. It's still there. There on Larimer Square, there's a set of stairs just around the corner from the Comedy Works that goes downstairs underneath this corner building. And it goes nowhere. Like, it goes into a basement that no one's been in for decades. He was telling people there was some construction going on Larimer because they were doing some work. So he was telling people that they were building a Denver subway. And he pushed this idea that they were opening the Denver subway.
See, that's a good one. I think that's a good one.
And people showed up to ride the Denver subway. Because, free rides for the whole day. And so people were showing up at this staircase and couldn't go anywhere. And finally, like, what's going on? Like, the cops were like, why are all these people here on Larimer Square? Like, shut the street down. Brilliant. It was great.
See, I mean, I don't think you can. I think that the problem is that people anymore can't take a joke. So I think people nowadays can't let themselves be fooled. I think you may make generalizations, but generally speaking, generalizations are true. I mean, but there, I mean, you know, like the whole thing that was so funny about, you know, like prank shows was that you would finally let the person in on it and they would have a chance to sort of laugh at themselves and laugh with everyone else as they realized it was a good joke and all that.
Right.
That's what I like about prank shows. But anymore, like you couldn't, because it's so mean.
Yeah.
Anymore, like, or if you're not funny enough, people will just rip you to shreds. That if you were, I think it's almost April Fool's is almost done. I think is almost over as a holiday.
Well, I think there's the whole saturation of these prank shows. But these prank shows are mean.
Some are mean.
I don't like watching, like, the Impractical Jokers
I
can't stand that.
I do not have a problem with people who make fun of themselves. So they are so for instance, in Impractical Jokers, you have the four guys who three of them are in a booth and one guy has earphones on and he has to basically do whatever they tell him to or he says no and then he taps out and he loses and suffers the consequences.
Right.
But he's in on the joke and he's well aware of all the potential that can happen and so he understands, you know, that he's in on it. So I think that is one thing. I think things like you know, for instance, scare tactics is one that I think is very interesting because it's not meant to be funny. It's meant to be terrifying, but then they let the person in.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying. So I'm against the terrifying part because it's like, oh my dear God, but then they let them in.
Right.
So that's okay. But there's a lot of them. Like if you did Jackass and stuff.
Those were terrible, man. I felt bad for the people. They were, I mean, like for a second, it's funny when the old man falls on the stroller and everyone thinks he's crushed the baby. Like, you're like, oh, that's funny. And then people freak out. You're like, oh, you're just messing with people now.
Yeah, I'm messing with people.
And I don't like that. But that's what April Fool's is all about. It's just messing with people.
So here's my squirrel moment, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm telling you, I'm going squirrel ahead
that's
of time.
Fine.
It's like why I am not a big fan. I was not a big fan of the early messing with Sasquatch commercials by Jacklings.
It's a Sasquatch.
Yeah, but they would do things to the Sasquatch. The first couple commercials where, you know, it was mean to the Sasquatch, but they didn't get their comeuppance. It was only in later commercials where they like
got their comeuppance.
Where they, you know, for instance, you know, he like, you know, opened the can and it's the fake snake. So then they're running away and he throws a real snake through the window, like that sort of thing. Like that's better. But even those commercials, like I don't want to see people messing with Sasquatch.
Yeah. I guess I don't have a lot of empathy for Sasquatch.
Why?
I don't, because he's not real. He's not like an actual person.
He's not. Thing. He's a Gigantopithecus, man.
He's not a thing.
It's a real thing.
No.
It's a real thing.
If you've got 7'6" hairy Bosnian guys running around, you know, Eastern Europe, that does not automatically make them Sasquatches.
No, I'm talking about the 8-foot hairy Americans. Hairy U.S. Americans hanging out in the Oregon forest.
Those are lumberjacks.
No, they're not lumberjacks.
Those are hippies.
And it's not Mick Dodge. Did you ever see that show Mick Dodge, by the way?
Mick Dodge?
Mick, the Legend of Mick Dodge?
No. No.
Oh, my God. Talk about crazy people and Sasquatches. There is not a person on this earth more crazy than Mick Dodge. Mick Dodge is he basically is a real-life Sasquatch.
Okay.
So he's a guy who lives in the woods in Oregon. Lives in trees.
Okay.
You know, feeds off the land, has stashes.
Oh my God. Okay, I see it. He does look like a real life Sasquatch.
But that show is. But you know what? If he sees a Sasquatch, he's not going to tell anybody else because they're probably buddies.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They probably play poker on Saturday
nights. They probably do with all the other
Sasquatch. And Sasquatch isn't probably a very good poker player because he has a lot of tells.
That's a tail.
Whenever he has a good hand, he's going, ah. And when he loses, he's like, oh.
Well, speaking of Oregon, the NCAA men's Final Four is this weekend. Oregon is playing North Carolina. When we come back, we'll spend 2 minutes on sports talking about who's going to win.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.